The prospect of a major oil spill is something that has many people concerned about the future of the Salish Sea, especially now that the Kinder Morgan Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion has been approved by Canada. The line terminates just north of Vancouver, British Columbia, and official documents indicate that its expansion could bring as much as 7 times more tanker traffic through the sea. There's a correlating risk of oil spills that could hit hard in Puget Sound. To show where the oil might flow, two nonprofits in Canada created something called the Salish Sea Spill Map Project. One of them is the Raincoast Conservation Foundation. You're listening to KNKX, and on our series Return to the Salish Sea, 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe went to West Vancouver and met with Raincoast Program Manager Ross Dixon to learn more.
So Ross, where are we exactly here on the Salish Sea?
We're just in West Vancouver in Dunderave, looking out onto English Bay. We've got Stanley Park on the left of us, UBC opposite, and Lighthouse Park to our right.
And there are a lot of ships here on the sea.
Yeah, Vancouver's a fairly busy port, so most of what we see aren't actually oil tankers. They're a mixture of like freighters and bulkers, and most of the oil tankers actually go straight through English Bay to Westridge Terminal and back out.
Just to help our listeners, you're from the UK, Manchester area?
Yeah, I'm from northwestern Manchester, from a county called Cumbria. I grew up very close to the ocean on Morecambe Bay, so the sound of like the oyster catcher is exactly the same. The ocean smells the same, so it's very familiar.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess this is the reason why we care about these different things, is our own personal connections to them. And I think most of us, especially in the Pacific Northwest, have a connection to the ocean because we live in such close proximity to it. And that's how I grew up as well. And that's why I live in this place now.
And so you brought me here because this is a place where you found one of the drift cards that is part of this project called the Drift Card Ocean Current Study, but it's also called the Salish Sea Spill Map.
Yeah, so the Salish Sea Spill Map project is a project that Raincoast runs in partnership with the Georgia Strait Alliance. And it was really an idea born of a colleague of mine trying to understand more about the potential spatial spread of an oil spill in the Salish Sea in the context of the Kinder Morgan proposal, and also as a way to engage a whole different set of the public. So what we do basically is we drop these drift cards. So the drift cards are basically, it's like a postcard size piece of plywood, and every single card is an individual number.
Are they all yellow like this one? Bright yellow? It's easy to read and see.
Yeah, they're all bright yellow. So, when they wash up on your beach or you see them on the ocean, they're relatively easy to identify. And then there's simple instructions on them, and it carries the message, this could be oil. So when people find these cards, they call Raincoast, or they can actually go online and register exactly where they found their card. And this allows us to build up a picture of the potential spatial extent of an oil spill.
And apparently there's some science behind this. You've designed the cards in a way that they actually do simulate the way that oil would flow if spilled.
Yeah, well, that's difficult to do. I mean, we do that to the degree possible. Like, they mimic the behavior of things on the surface of the ocean. So it's not exactly the same as oil would behave, especially diluted bitumen, which might sink. But it still gives us an indication, because the movement is determined by surface currents and wind. And just to give you some sense of how far these things go, we've actually found some of these cards, which we dropped here in the Salish Sea in Alaska and Haida Gwaii. This is thousands of kilometers north on the coast. So we've actually had about, I think it's a 35 to 40% recovery rate of over 4,000 cards. So it gives us a pretty good picture. It serves as a really useful tool, not just to help inform us and identify areas which may be vulnerable to a spill, but also in terms of engaging the public. So if you can imagine hundreds of people along the coast of Washington, through the Gulf Islands, through the San Juan Islands, through the Salish Sea, it gives them a way when they pick up the card and it carries this simple message, this could be oil. It helps them understand that there is a potential risk here.
Well, in Washington State, we have a oil spill program. I've seen the pictures. They pull out the booms, they contain it, they keep it from floating very far. Don't you have that here in Canada?
Well, actually, it's a good point that you bring up. Canada is actually a long way behind the United States in terms of spill preparedness and even spill prevention. The Premier of British Columbia put these 5 conditions on approval of Kinder Morgan, and that included having a world-class spill response system here in British Columbia. Currently, our ability to respond is grossly inadequate. But the reality is, spill response is only one part of it. Really, the priority should be reducing the risk.
You were telling me earlier about the orca whales, right?
Mm-hmm. We really have to remember that regardless of an oil spill, The evidence that Raincoast ourselves submitted to the National Energy Board included a population viability assessment for the southern resident killer whale population.
These are the ones who live in the sea and want Chinook salmon.
Yeah. So there are different populations, and there's a southern resident population that spends a large part of their time in the Salish Sea, and the whole of the Salish Sea effectively is designated as a critical habitat, as they're listed as endangered in both Canada and the US. And what this study showed is that the approval and the construction and the go-ahead for the Kinder Morgan proposal will also mean the likely extinction of the southern resident killer whale population, regardless of an oil spill. And that's because of, as you can hear now in a different way...
Little motorboat passing.
Yeah, so we can hear the noise here, and that will sound very different underneath the water. And the acoustic disturbance is a key issue for southern resident killer whales, given that they see their world in sound.
Ross Dixon, thank you very much for your time and your work.
Thank you very much.
Next week on Return to the Salish Sea, we go to central Whidbey Island, where a nonprofit institute is working on restoring prairie lands to their native state. You can find lots of great pictures and other details on our special project website, salishseareturn.org.